Sunday night, June 23rd. We're live. I'm Alex Jones.
Dr. David Martin founded MCAM in 1998. MCAM was hired by the U.S. government to civilianize military technologies so that they can be exported in accordance to the International Traffic in Arms Regulations and to provide a mechanism where banks could get credit for intangible assets such as patents, copyrights, and trade secrets. This contract allowed David Martin the ability to witness criminal preparations years before 2020.
So my company was about civilianizing technology so that it could be exported. That got us into a bunch of places where we got to see biological and chemical weapons labs around the world. We are watching in real time as people file patents, as people get grants, as people do collaborations, as corporations get involved in illicit activities. In 1990, Pfizer filed the first patent on a vaccine for coronavirus. Going into 2000, 2001, a very interesting problem happened, and that was that Ralph Baric figured out how to modify a component of the protein associated with coronavirus, and he actually made it into something that would target heart tissue. The whole reason for SARS 1.0 and the whole reason for the anthrax attack was to get commercial liability protections at the cost of civil liberties.
Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
The October 21, 2014 letter directed from NIAID, that's Anthony Fauci's program, to Sherry Settle. Sherry Settle at the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill, Ralph Baric's program administrator, was told that the gain-of-function studies that he was doing were actually subject to the gain-of-function moratorium. As your grant is currently funded, this pause is voluntary. This was published February 12, 2016. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process. There is a very, very, very clear statement that says WIV1 is poised for human emergence. Alex, you want to guess what WIV1 is in 2016? It's the Wuhan Institute of Virology Virus 1. That paper was published at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, not in Wuhan, China. And in 2018 and 2019, a very bizarre thing happened. The United States government reclaimed the patent from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and the Department of Health and Human Services at the National Institutes of Health took that UNC Chapel Hill patent on infectious replication defective coronavirus and reclaimed title and interest to it. We changed the definition of an adverse event following vaccination in 2018 and 2019 so that legally there was no adverse event. If you got the shot and fell over dead, that was not an adverse event. They said on September 18th, 2019, that by September 20 of 2020, the world would accept a universal vaccine. They said that there was going to be an accidental or deliberate release of a lethal respiratory pathogen. They knew it was deadly. They knew it was going to kill people. The motivation was, we have a commercially interested group of sociopaths who want to make money while killing people. That's the bottom line. This is when it stops being fun. This is when it gets hard. This is the Valley Forge, and we've got a long campaign in front of us. What I would highly advise, and I've advised this everywhere I go, get used to using cash and make sure you have a lot of it on hand. And where do we go after this? Well, it's very simple. Start depositing goodwill all over the place. We actually have the ability right now to actually change our behavior. Start living and treating each other with decency. Start doing things where the community and the humanity that we actually manifest is something that people look at and go, I want more of that, more than I want the fear, more than I want the tyranny, more than I want the control. Because it turns out that the only way the globalists win is if you give in to fear. That is the only way they win. So don't worry. They can't take what you don't give them. So don't give them anything. We, the people, can say no.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, folks, it's Sunday night, June 23rd, 2024. We have massive news on so many fronts. We're going to join a bunch of stations coming up in 60 seconds. Please stay with us and tell folks tune in.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Days to the election.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday, June 23rd, 2024 transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to be here for the next 2 hours, live, unfiltered. And then Chase Kneisler for another 2 hours, 6 to 8 p.m., Sunday night live. Ahead of tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., on the InfoWars Network, Harrison Smith, American Journal. Then I'm back at 11 a.m. Central, then 3 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. Owen Schroyer with the War Room. All right, folks. Again, every show has a ton of news and important information, but today is even more insane than usual. About a month ago, you know that the Pentagon and NATO announced that they're going to start delivering heavy cruise missiles and long-range cruise missiles and ballistic missiles to Ukraine. And the head of NATO, Stoltenberg, admitted what the Russians said months ago was true, that the United States and NATO crews are running those missile emplacements. So today, five ATACMS ballistic missiles were fired into Crimea, into the main seaport there, and targeted the beach, where people were laying out at the beach and reportedly killed masses of people. The Russians say they don't know yet. They vow there'll be major counterstrikes because of this. And this is obviously meant to poke the Russians, poke the bear into a wider escalation. So the United States is running these crews and is now firing ballistic missiles, heavy missiles, big missiles. And, of course, it's being reported that Russia blames the United States, but now the West is admitting that, indeed, these were Western missiles that did this. And then you've got crazy headlines out of places like Yahoo, why it's too late to stop World War III. Big article, top of Yahoo, just says, hey, it's no big deal. We're going to have a total war with Russia and China, so get ready for the national draft. Very, very interesting. It just says this is the way it is. Russia says U.S. is responsible for deadly Ukrainian attack on Crimea. Ukrainian attackums, that's Western attackums, blow up over Crimea beach, forcing sunbathers to flee as Russia claims five kill. That's old numbers. Now they're saying it's a heavy loss of life. And then RT's own headline, Ukraine kills civilians in Crimea with U.S.-supplied missiles. Ukraine attacks with U.S.-supplied missiles. It's not Ukraine. It's the West, folks. Again, George Soros, 8 years ago, went on Fareed Zakaria. We played it probably 100 times on CNN and said, oh, the West has overthrown their government. We're in a war with Russia, and it's going to turn into a full war. Meanwhile, Russia opens terror probe after attacks on synagogues, Orthodox churches, priests, and six police killed in attacks there in the eastern region of Russia. Gunmen fire on targets in Russia's Dagestan region. Six police killed. Priests and six law enforcement officers killed in attacks on synagogues and church in Russia's Dagestan. And again, here's the attack of missiles that the West is firing at the Russians, the MGM-140 attackums with cluster bombs. And here's Russia's statement. Today at 12:15, a terrorist missile strike by five U.S.-made attackums, operational tactical missiles equipped with cluster warheads, was deliberately delivered at Sevastopol. The alert air defense units intercepted four of the U.S.-made attack-em missiles. The explosions of the fragmentation warhead of the fifth U.S.-made missile in the air led to a high number of casualties among peaceful residents. The American specialist input all flight tasks into U.S.-made attack-em's operational tactical missiles on the basis of data from U.S. satellite reconnaissance. This is why Washington is mostly responsible for the deliberate missile strike at peaceful residents of Sevastopol by delivering this weaponry to Ukraine as well as Kiev regime for the territory of which the strike was launched. Such actions are not going to be left unanswered. You say off to the races. Here's another one. Ukraine begins using German weapons to strike Russian territory, reports the major publication in Germany, Bild. So we've got a lot on that news. Terror in Russia. Gunman opens fire at synagogues and churches. That's just some of the news that we'll be getting more into here today. Now, I'm just going to go over what we're covering. I'm going to drill more into this. But Maxine Waters has been running around like a ferret on PCP and methamphetamine, saying that imminent, we got the clip coming up, imminent attacks are coming from Trump supporters, white supremacists training at, quote, forest bases. Now, she's been saying this for 4 months. She's constantly running around saying it with no evidence that Trump supporters are planning terror attacks. Now, remember, the FBI already hatched the Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot 4 years ago. Then they manipulated and staged January 6th. So this is clear pre-programming with 134 days left. I'll put it on screen, the number of days left. I think it's 134, isn't it? With 134 days left until the election, there it is, 134 days, 7 hours, 47 minutes, 16 seconds. And they are just pre-programming, oh, my gosh, imminent white supremacist terror attacks. Oh, Biden's put out a national security memorandum directing the Homeland Security system, not just the FBI, not just the Justice Department, the Pentagon as well, that the number one terror threat is white supremacy in June of 2021, 3 years ago. And now they are in overdrive hyping this. It's not hard to say 2 + 2 = 4 when they are hyping this everywhere. Civil war, mass death, Trump supporters are going to launch all this violence. You know they're getting ready to stage it. Why, if we're winning hearts and minds everywhere, and all these globalist minions are rats leaving a sinking ship, why on earth would conservatives, who statistically have the lowest crime rate of anybody out there, go out and randomly attack black people like Maxine Waters is saying? Well, the answer is it's not true. You're about to see Oklahoma City 2.0, which we know was staged by the feds, and if you haven't researched that, you should look into it. A lot of books, a lot of films made. It's just overwhelming. It's just incredible how staged it was. And the very same people running the Justice Department today were mid-level back under the Clintons in 1995 when that happened. So here's the deal. We have Andrew Cuomo coming out and saying the persecution of Trump is wrong. We have Judge Judy saying it's wrong just the last day or two. We have Bill Maher. And I'm going to stop there. We've got so many clips of people distancing themselves from what's been done to Trump, the American people, that we could fill the next 2 hours with it. But just in the last 48 hours, we have Cuomo, Bill Maher, Judge Judy, and a bunch of others, and CNN analysts coming out saying this is wrong because the public didn't buy it. It backfired. So instead, you've got Maxine Waters telling you what they're going to do. You know, a good boxer will feint like they're going to hit you with their right and they hit you with their left, or they'll move to the right thinking you'll move to the right and then they'll move to the left. This is not a feint. They are not running around hyping imminent white supremacist terror attacks for no reason. Their entire fake cosmology is built on it. So we know the past MO. They'll find mentally ill people. They'll give them money. They'll give them drugs. They'll hop them up, get them to at least say they're going to commit violence before they get more money. It came out in two of the three trials that ended in mistrials or folks being set free. They finally got one jury that would convict some of the so-called militia that 4 years ago was a bunch of homeless people, potheads, weren't even military people. If you study the case, it's incredible. And of the 10 leaders of the militia, it was less than 100 people, 8 of them were FBI, including the leader. And in the FBI recordings that they got forced to hand over during the trial, well, in one case, they deleted them, but then when they still turned in the hard drive, the defense was able to do a recapture program where it's actually still on the hard drive and got the full recordings where, I don't want a kidnapper. I don't want to hurt anybody. I just want some more weed. I'll give you $10,000 once you go and at least stay outside her house for the night, and we're going to do a drill that you're going to kidnap her. I don't want to. I'll break your legs if you don't do it. So they literally found 80 IQ morons. I mean, and that's confirmed. I mean, all of the so-called militia members were homeless morons. And I'm not trying to be mean, but you guys just showed for TV viewers a clip of some of them. I mean, you look at them, you know that, you know, they're inbred, folks. These are hillbillies. And I don't mean that mean. A bunch of the Muslims are inbred. The British royal family's inbred. It's a problem. And there are some inbred people in Michigan, just like there are in Texas or Alabama. You know, not most folks, but, you know, sometimes you go to a small town, you go, whoa, what's going on here? I mean, these boys are inbred. And they literally found 80 IQ. That came out in the court. One of them had like a 75 IQ. That's retarded, okay? They literally found retarded people and then gave them, in one case, one guy got 100 grand, but most of them got over 20 grand. And again, the recordings are, I just want some weed. I just want to buy some liquor. No one ever planned to go kidnap her. So that's on one end, where you don't just do like Jesse Smollett and claim you go out at 2:30 to get a Subway sandwich and 23 below zero, and guys show up and dump bleach on you and beat you up and say this is MAGA country. Of course, that was fake. And the cops show up and he's got a string around his neck. It was a fake cut on his face, lipstick. And the cops are like, okay, this isn't real. Sometimes they just make stuff up. But most of the time, the feds go out and they provocateur complete morons to talk about what they're going to do. And then sometimes they find real crazies that will actually do it. And then it's a minority of the time, but it's the biggest attacks, like Oklahoma City and 9/11. The feds staged the whole damn thing and then magically find not one but two of the passports within 48 hours in the dust. Remember, millions of papers everywhere, more than millions, 5 feet of dust, all these blown up buildings. And then, look, sir, we found two of their passports in the rubble. You believe that? So I don't think they're going to leave this up to idiots they try to wind up. They're called wind-up toys. You know, like you wind up a toy and then it got like a little monkey or something and it beats the two symbols together and walks across the table. Or, you know, you wind up the little turtle toy and it goes across the floor. Or you wind up a little boat and it goes around the bathtub for your three-year-old. That's a wind-up toy. I don't think we're going to get wind-up toys in the next 134 days. I think we're going to get Oklahoma City's. I think we're going to get 9/11s. And again, it's not a hard guess because you see all the pre-programming and preparation. I hope and I pray by talking about this and by discussing this that we can, you know, have eyes on this. And most of the feds aren't involved, and I'm not trying to kiss their asses. They're compartmentalized. 99% of the feds are not involved in false flags. The same special unit they used for the fake Governor Whitmer kidnapping ran January 6th that came out in court. It'd probably be that same unit, if I had to guess. They have so many problems with that unit, though. Like, one guy beat up his wife at a swinger party and broke her nose, and another guy was caught embezzling money. So, you know, these are criminals. So they're not high functioning. Even the higher IQ ones, they have big problems. So 99% of the feds are not part of this. And I just say that because we need them to leak information, see information, expose information to James O'Keefe or to Tucker Carlson or to myself. In fact, don't just send your tip to one person. We're all very busy. We might miss it. Send it to Joe Rogan. Send it to everybody through whatever system you want. But if you think something's important, maybe you turn out being wrong. Better safe than sorry. If you see something and you're a federal agent and it looks like the deep state's about to stage something, if you see something, say something. Look, I know the federal government's super corrupt, but the times they've tried to set me up the last 6-7 years with all sorts of crazy things, I just call the FBI up, I send them letters, I go in and talk to them. Because when you go into your local FBI, that's not the same one that's trying to set you up out of D.C. And I just go, hey, I know your bosses are doing this. Here's the information. And not part of this, so just, I'm on record. Got it? And what that does is it basically cancels out. It conflicts out what the special units are doing. So I don't bring up the feds to lionize them here. I bring them up because they're a key component. And I can tell you the globalists have got more surveillance on feds times 100 than private citizens. Because that's who they're worried about. And let's not just talk about the feds. They're 90% of this intelligence operation is run out of private companies. So, and you know who you are out there. And so, if you see something, say something. Or we're going to lose the country. I mean, it's really that simple. And that goes to the general public as well. I mean, you see anything weird, anything that doesn't make sense, you need to go yourself and shoot a video on X and just say, hey, I'm not exactly sure what this is, but it looks suspicious. And I'm telling you, the globalists see a bunch of that, which is already happening. That will make them back off. And then they'll just try a cyber attack because they can deny who did that or a race war or something like that, which is bad enough. But we don't want Oklahoma cities to all the idiots, and it's mainly their provocateurs, that I see online going, Alex Jones is a wimp. He doesn't want to shoot in war with the feds while we'll kick all their asses. The globalists want a shooting war. We're winning politically. We're winning culturally. Killing a bunch of feds does not do anything to stop the New World Order. It helps it. Having a civil war that's being hyped everywhere, like, well, the South will kick the ass of the North this time. The globalists win in a civil war. We're winning culturally, economically, spiritually. The last thing we want is violence, folks. And I know most of you know that, but my God, I still see it out there. And half the time you follow back the account, it's some, you know, sock puppet fed Democrat group. Well, boy, you're not much of a man, are you? Why don't you just blow up a police station? That's what the Democrats and Antifa and the left do. That's not what we do. This is our government. We're taking it back. We're going to downsize it massively. But the government is not the enemy. The government is hijacked at the top. And I know most of you fully understand that better than I. I'm just talking to the minority out there who can be manipulated right now. I mean, I remember the militia that they indicted a bunch that also was then found not guilty later, the Hatari militia. Remember them? And I saw one of their videos. And I said, that's produced by the feds. And it turned out it was produced by the feds. They're standing there like Saddam Hussein as a dictator with guys behind him with machine guns. And they're talking about all this stuff they're going to do. And I'm like, that's a production. That's feds. And they went on the air and were like, Alex Jones is a fed. He's saying that we're feds. Yeah, it's ridiculous. He's the fed. Yeah, right. So I cannot stress enough, and I know I'm beating a dead horse here. It's just that most of you are like, yeah, we know this. We wanted to hear it 18 times. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to people out there that have not had the feds try to set them up. When I was younger, I'm not going to tell the stories, it would take an hour, but many times, hey, why don't you come out to our farm and do some shooting? And the few times I did it, we're trained to take on the government. And I'd take one look at the guy's cars, look in their cars, see they were feds, and I'd confront them, and I'd leave. But and a bunch of other stuff happened, too. Like, I'd be at a book signing or a film signing 15, 16, 17 years ago at Alamo Drafthouse movie theater, and there'd be a guy walk in and go, Alex, I got a bomb in my car. I want to blow up the police station. What do you think? And I'm just like, pull a camera out of this guy's face. The guy leaves, and we get out in the parking lot, and he's driving an unmarked police car. I mean, just give me a break, okay? Please, please. The bullets I'm shooting are informational, and they're very effective. 90% of war, look it up, is informational now. Hell, it's probably higher than that. The Pentagon said a decade ago it's 90%. I'd say it's 95% information now. So again, all this talk about, well, when I see the blue helmets, it's when the war starts. They're not coming with blue helmets. They're coming with BlackRock regulators to turn off our energy and brainwash our kids and secretly teach your five-year-old how to cut their penis off. I mean, did you see, and I meant to cover this last week, the doctor in Texas where they had kids as young as seven secretly having their breasts and genitals cut off? He exposed a crime under state law, and then now the feds have indicted him. The guy's a hero. That's real war, people, is being a doctor at a hospital where they're mutilating children and going public. Let them charge him with HIPAA violation. He didn't release the names of the kids. He exposed pre-existing crimes happening. And if the crimes get exposed, that's it for the New World Order. The real soldier, I meant to give this guy attention and talk about him, but I never got to it last week. Print that for me. Just type in Texas doctor charged. Texas doctor facing prison for exposing illegal sex change surgeries. I mean, it's massive. That's what we need. We need information warfare. And yeah, you might get attacked for it. I mean, the point is, though, that's how you win. You know the doctor will get off. You know he'll get pardoned. And you know he just saved a bunch of children's lives. So don't think about this as a military operation. But here's the converse of it, or the inverse of it, or a parallel to it. Swallowswell famously said, we're going to take all your guns. If you try to fight, we'll drop nuclear weapons on you. Now, nuclear weapons blow up whole cities. The cities are mainly blue. So they kill their own people. You don't use nuclear weapons to take people's guns. The U.S. had nuclear weapons in Vietnam, couldn't take their guns. So see how dumb militarily Swallowswell sounds? He doesn't know basic military systems and methodology. Well, it's just as dumb to say, I'm going to kill the blue helmets. You're never going to see blue helmets, folks. They're not going to come like that. They're going to legalize illegal aliens being military and police. They're going to make it illegal for your free speech and then come after you that way. Our criminal government created the UN. All right, I'm going to shift gears. I'm going to come back with the Maxine Waters clip, get into all this, and then rats leaving the sinking ship, all these top Democrats coming out now basically admitting Trump's going to win. Trump now in major polls is set to win by massive numbers, all swing states, including Minnesota. It's all coming up. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil. At InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Just as sure as the sun came up this morning and is going to set, Deep State's planet terror attacks to blame on us. Guaranteed.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Us on air ahead of this to warn the people. They're desperate. They don't want us on air when they carry it out. They'll have to have an internet kill switch in place, basically kill all other major media and websites and only force you to government sites to keep us quiet. They failed. We got backups. We're ready. We've been busy little beavers. But I mentioned Waters. It's just the latest. But basically all the Democrats are saying this. They're worried. Trump's going to be violent. He's going to kill people. Trump's the anti-war guy. Trump's the businessman. Trump didn't do anything to them during 4 years of persecution. They're the ones doing all this. And then they're everywhere saying secret militias are training in the woods. They're going to kill black people. Come on. You know what that means. They are souping up and preparing the groups to attack black people. And I've been saying that for years, last few years, before they started the hype, because I could see the National Security Directive getting the FBI ready. The number one terror threat in America is white people that are going to kill black people. The statistics show the opposite of that. The rarest thing in America is an Asian killing somebody. And when they do, it's other Asians. Look it up.
What's the next rarest thing? A white person killing a black person. White people actually kill quite a few folks. They mainly kill white people. Just like Hispanics kill a lot of people, they mainly kill Hispanics. People they know, people they're pissed off at. Black folks, it's just the statistics. They're the number one threat to black folks, and the number one threat to other people. And it's a very small minority of black males doing it, but they're responsible for 60% of the violent crime in America. About 1% of the population is responsible for close to 60%. And that's black males 24 and under. I'm sorry. It's a fact. Can't deny it. Don't blame most black people for it. But when you sit there and you constantly hear white people are the number one terror threat, it is ridiculous. But they're going to make it true. So you got to ask yourself, what are they planning right now? There isn't a Trump supporter in his right mind who wants to go kill some black people. If anything, you go to a Trump rally and you're black, you're going to get carried around on folks' shoulders. And everybody knows that. Just pay attention. So I want to play you Maxine Waters. Don't want to get into why they're so scared. Here she is.
How concerned are you, Congresswoman, about your safety if Donald Trump is reelected?
Well, I'm very concerned, not only about my safety and not only about the safety of members of Congress. I'm concerned about the safety of so many people in this country, particularly people of color. Trump has said that if he does not win, it's going to be fraud. And because it's going to be fraud, there's going to be blood in the streets. He threatens about a civil war, and he threatens there's going to be violence. So I say all of this talk is motivational with many of those who are racist, who are sitting at home listening to him, and they're taking him up on his threats even before the elections take place. And so it's about thousands, maybe millions of people, you know, being threatened and being at risk because of Donald Trump and his desire to wreak revenge on anything and everybody.
All right, that's enough. You know, it goes on. It goes on for 5 minutes. I'm not going to subject everybody to it. You want the full clip? There's an article on Infowars.com with it. Maxine Waters, there will be violence and more killings if Trump wins election. Notice she called him Donald Threat. And then she said he's promised blood in the streets. He said if U.S. car companies move their car companies to Mexico to build electric cars, he's going to put 100% tariff on it, and there's going to be a bloodbath. That's a corporate term for insolvency and bankruptcy. And you can look up what definition of bloodbath, and it's the first definition is corporate collapse. So she's mixing all this in here. Trump's trying to keep jobs in America. That's going to kill black people. What the hell does that even mean? And if you look at factory workers for high-skilled folks, who's the second largest group working in car factories? It's black people. So in reality, Trump is trying to get jobs in U.S. factories, and she turns that into he's going to kill black people. I mean, show us the clip, Maxine, where he threatened a bloodbath. Didn't do it. The quote is, you move our car companies to Mexico with U.S. subsidies for electric cars, and I get elected, I will put 100% tariff on you, and there will be a bloodbath. Just like when Macron put a bunch of tariffs on our stuff, and Trump called him and said, fine, I'll put 100% tariff on wine tomorrow. He called back 3 minutes later and said, we're done, we're not going to do it. Definition of bloodbath, informal, a period of disastrous loss of or reversal. A few mutual funds performed well in the general bloodbath of the stock market. That's the bloodbath. In fact, I'm not like the media, the corporate media that tells you something doesn't show it. Guys, pull up Trump bloodbath, Trump electric car bloodbath. Just type in Trump electric car bloodbath. Let's just show it to people for new viewers. Oh, my God, this woman is such a liar. So that's where we are, but here's the latest exclusive new docs from disbanded DHS deep state group reveal the Biden administration views Trump supporters as domestic terror threats. And Today's America First Legal has sued and just got the documents last week where the Biden administration is secretly training DHS that if you're a Trump supporter, you are a terrorist, or if you're religious, you are a terrorist, or, quote, in the military, overhead shot, you are a terrorist. These are quotes from the document. You cannot make this up. You're in the military, you're religious, you're a domestic violent extremist if you support Trump. And what came out last week in Congress? There's a loyalty test at the FBI going on for 3 years. We just learned about it last week. I could tell you it was going on. You could see it. Not as critical race theory, not as transgenderism, not all that crap. That's bad enough. Asking FBI agents, anybody that works at the FBI, did you support Trump? What is that your business? You can vote for who you want. Did you support Trump in the last election or in 2016? And are you pro-gun? So these are loyalty tests, folks, and they're getting ready for this right now. Then we've got this clip. Michigan State Senator Jim Runstad is furious today after Democrats pass a bill that changes a 70-year-old law and prevents the Board of Canvassers from investigating election fraud. Think they're getting ready to try to steal it again? They're trying to make it illegal to question it. Trump, resurgent. Joe Biden's fundraising lead vanishes. Biden campaign reportedly despondent. So Biden was 3-1 ahead of Trump until the conviction, and now Trump's raised $800 million in 23 days. One-trick pony. Biden blames Trump for everything, accepts responsibility for nothing. Trump's no tax on tips movement exploding. LGBTQ Dems of Maryland leader caught in child predator sting. Trying to rape a 14-year-old boy. And then Sanders gets up on TV and goes, Donald Trump is getting money from the billionaires. He's funded by the rich people. No, Trump's gotten record small donations, and over 90% of his donations are smaller than $50. By the way, they found the clip of Trump's bloodbath comment. Here it is.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years, 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it. Went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think, they think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine.
So that's what he said. A bloodbath for the car industry. Okay. So we have CNN host, ABC host, CBS host. We have Andrew Cuomo, the former governor of New York. We have Bill Maher. We have Judge Judy. All these Democrats coming out and saying we should have left Trump alone. This needs to stop. Now, why are they doing that? Because they know that even New Jersey is in play to go Trump now. The landslide's so big. Real polls, he's 20-plus points ahead nationwide. But battlegrounds are key. He's 13 to 15 points ahead in those. There's more polls out Friday on that, 2 days ago. And so they're in complete panic mode. And Americans love an underdog, and they love somebody who isn't a criminal, who the media keeps telling them is criminals. And we watch the establishment commit all these crimes, do all these terrible things, and then point their finger at Trump or myself or other people and try to throw us in prison. It just doesn't work. Americans are smarter than the system gives them credit. I'll be honest with you. Americans have been asleep. Americans have been decadent, myself included. Americans have been lazy. But Americans are not pussies. And when you mess with us enough and you bully us enough, strangely, we don't start bowing down at that. We're like, all right, well, all right. Okay, you want to fight, you're going to get one politically. That's the smart way to do this. But the system tries to bully me all the time, as you know. And it is a pleasure to be persecuted to fight these people. It's not like, oh, I'm tough, I can take it. No, I like it. And I'll talk more about that in a moment. But since I mentioned it, there's another clip too. I forgot to send the crew, but they're grabbing it right now. It's up on it. It's up on Infowars.com. Oh, it's ready. We'll get to that first. MSNBC's twisted take on illegal alien killings goes viral. Even Elon Musk weighs in. There's several clips, actually, where they make jokes and laugh about raped people and dead people. I mean, this is getting insane. This is out of control. MSNBC hosts make joke and laugh about illegal aliens raping a little girl. Guys, I meant to send you that clip. This one's another clip of them making jokes. Send it. I don't know why we don't. Maybe it's on my list. I missed it. But it's the clip where, from Friday, headline, Democrats laugh about girl raped by illegal in New York. And then you found this other one, too. So good. That's the problem here. There's like too much. I'm like a dog in a butcher shop. I mean, these people are crazy. So let's get to these Bill Maher clips. So Bill Maher asked how the heck Biden is ahead of Trump in the polls when he lost 14 points among Hispanics, 43 points among black voters, under 50 favorability, and among student debt holders. Because a lot of polls are scientific. You can look at the company, the methodology. You have to read the methodology, how they did it. So in the scientific polls, he's 20 points ahead nationwide, 13, 15, depending where you're at, in the battleground states. You can't override that with fraud. Not enough dead people get that job done. And at the same time, you've got all these other weird little polls they do where they're showing Biden ahead of Trump. And you look at the methodology, there's no methodology. They just claim it. So Bill Maher goes, well, how is Trump getting double the support on average he got just 3.5 years ago in these other polls with blacks and women and Hispanics? And then how now is Biden still ahead? There's only so many people. It's a fraud. And then he talks to Cuomo about the criminal conviction, and you know, Cuomo says, yeah, it's total crap. But Fox News is always the Judas goat. Remember, Fox News was the group that in 2020 declared, before the polls were even close to closing, that Biden was the winner of Arizona. And so where are the fake polls coming from? Fox News. You keep enemies closer. Fox News is there to keep conservatives close so they can stab you in the back at the right time. But first, here's Bill Maher. And the full clip is on Infowars.com if you want to see it. I'm not going to play the whole thing. But Maher audience silenced after Andrew Cuomo admits New York City Trump trial should have never happened. We'll play that secondarily. First, here is Bill Maher on the polls not making sense.
45% of Hispanic voters prefer Biden compared to 39% for Trump. Last time he won, 59%. That was 2020. So he's lost 14 points there. He went to Morehouse. He said, what is democracy if you have to be 10 times better than anyone else to get a fair shot? That seemed like pandering to me. Black voters under 50. He led by 80 points in 2020. Now by 37, still a lot, but he's lost 43 points. Off the key constituency, student loans. He's forgiven $144 billion in student loans. Only 36% of student debt holders like it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can't win the people you're pandering to,
yeah.
I mean, I get it. Politics is somewhat about pandering. That's not even an insult. You're supposed to do what people want to a certain degree, also be a leader. But if you're not winning these groups, and he's lost 8% off women since 2020, and yet I read in the polls, he pulled ahead this week. Explain that to me.
The trial in New York, the one he got convicted for, was the greatest fundraising bonanza ever. He was lagging behind Biden, and now he's pulled quite a bit ahead. That trial was the greatest reason people had to send their checks for $5, $10, $25, whatever dollars to Donald Trump. So I was always with you on the one in New York, the hush money trial. I don't think they should have brought that one. It was just always going to look like a sex case, and people were always just going to look at it that way. So anyway.
That case, the Attorney General's case in New York, frankly, should have never been brought. And if his name was not Donald Trump, and if he wasn't running for president, I'm the former AG in New York, I'm telling you that case would have never been brought. And that's what is offensive to people. And it should be. Because if there's anything left, it's belief in the justice system.
So Cuomo and Maher are not doing this as good people. They know the majority of America supports Trump. And they know no amount of election fraud is going to fix this. So they're getting on the right side of history, they think. So this is rats leaving a sinking ship. Here's Judge Judy.
I would be happier as someone who owns property in Manhattan if the district attorney of New York County would take care of criminals who are making it impossible for citizens to walk in the streets and use the subway, to use his efforts to keep those people off the street, than to spend $5 million or $10 million of taxpayers' money trying Donald Trump on this nonsense. That's my view. But I, as a taxpayer in this country, resent using the system for your own personal self-aggrandizement. Now, if you didn't know...
And that's what you think the DA did in Manhattan?
That's what I think. I mean, if you look, you had to twist yourself into a pretzel to figure out what the crime was. He doesn't like him. New York City didn't like him for a while.
Trump. What do you think of Donald Trump?
What do I think of him? I think he was a good businessman, a real estate guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was certainly terrific on The Apprentice.
All right, here's a couple clips of Joy Reid on MSNBC and some of the other hosts just absolutely behaving disgustingly about the illegal alien crime wave, where all over the world they're dumping their criminals on us. So here's Joy Reid making jokes about little girls being raped, and then we've got other clips of them making jokes about dead people. Here it is.
Great citizens.
But there's a lot of fear-mongering.
There's a lot of fear-mongering.
Absolutely.
And I think it's kind of remarkable that the polls I look at, the national polls, actually Americans still support immigrants.
Yeah.
They support immigration. It's just that they would like to see a system that actually works and that can keep them safe and secure. And all of us want that. And, you know, I've been working on this issue for 20 years since before I came to Congress in the streets as an activist.
Let me show you the this is one of the reasons that people have these sort of thinking. Here's the three cable networks reporting of this. Our banner said, soon Biden announces legal protections for undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens. CNN's banner said, Biden announces new protections for some undocumented spouses. Here was Fox's banner. Migrant arrested for raping 13-year-old in New York City.
Yes.
And so I think that's part of the problem, right?
Exactly.
Is that you have
that's
a lot
of
fear-mongering.
Exactly. And that we know that when people have economic insecurity,
what do you tell the parents of those people, those young girls who were killed? This is absurdity.
The preponderance of these people, Michael, are male. But what is the difference between an illegal immigrant who unfortunately engages in that activity?
And we don't like that. I want to be clear. We don't use the term illegal. So
yeah,
undocumented individuals.
They're illegal aliens.
Undocumented individuals versus anyone else who commits the same crime.
Well,
I mean, it's so.
The point is they're dumping their criminals on us, and they're disproportionately committing crimes, and they keep getting deported for the crimes, coming back and doing it again. But let's go back to Joy Reid. You know, in the last year, she was warned that Trump wig on her head, cultural appropriation, which I think is fine. She wants to wear blonde hair on her head. That's fine. But now she's gone with the bald head look, which is, I guess, the most trendy thing to do. And she's dumped the wig because she got so much criticism for it. It's just absolutely ridiculous. All right, here's the deal. I've got 15 stacks of news. I've covered five of them. We're going to start the next hour here in a few minutes, and I'm going to come back and cover everything that I haven't gotten to yet on so many incredible fronts, including the election and what they're going to try to do to Trump, and then hero doctors, not just here but in Europe, being arrested for exposing illegal actions, castrating little boys. Doctor can face up to 10 years in prison for exposing transgender child mutilation at Texas hospital. I'm going to hit that. And so much more coming up next hour. But here's the bottom line. I can't fight the globalists without you. And I'm more than happy to sell my farm I had and put it in to keep it in force on the air. And I'm more than happy that I sold my house to do it. And I'm more than happy. But I'm up against the wall. I'm out of money. And InfoWars is out of money. And we've got a path to stay on air. You've seen them try to shut us down. They admitted it now. First few weeks, oh, we're not trying to do that. And they're like, yeah, we want to shut down right now. So it's simple. Without getting into a long story and explaining it all, I'll do that on a later show. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products at the same time. Water filtration, air filtration, high-quality portable foods, lowest prices. We've got X2. We get shut down to be the final shipment. The missing link, true atomic iodine, the missing link in your body, your immune system, your cognitive operations, X2, discounted. We've got the summer kickoff super sale, 40% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil, Nitric Boost, so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. I want to thank you, but these are great products, but we need your support right now. And then separately, our great sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. DrJonesNaturals.com now is the exclusive place to get 10-hour clean energy, incredible energy with no letdown for 43% off. 43% off. That's going to sell out. It'll be sold out in a week, but it's 43% off at DrJonesNaturals.com. There's also Next Level Foundational Energy that's not a stimulant, but is cleans out your cells and has a stimulant effect. It's incredible. Next Level Foundational Energy, all the nano silver products, the Rocket Rest, the Kaba Chill, the Top Brain Nootropic. They're all there at drjonesnaturals.com. Again, all the nano silver products, they're there. And supporting that sponsor is critical to our operation. Plus, these are great products. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. I thank you all for your support. We'll be right back with hour number two. Please stay with us. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener-supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Biomineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to kepm.com/gold, kepm.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hour number two, Sunday Live with Alejandro Jones from deep in the heart of Texas.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, there's a great Scottish broadcaster I've been aware of for 5 years. I don't know why we haven't got him on yet, but I want him on ASAP. Neil Oliver's been making the rounds on Big Podcast. He's done a great job exposing what's happening with the tyranny, the poison shots, and more. And there's a couple clips I want to play. He also talks about the fact that we've got to stay focused on the globalists and how they've been committing these crimes, because as patriots, we're not victims. We move on from an attack because of what we do, but we've got to understand exposing the old attack will stop the next attack. We've got to keep hammering how many they've killed with these shots. Here's the clips.
And so there is a big appetite out there to forget and move on. But I think it's absolutely beholden on people like us to say, no, there's a stage we've got to go through, and it's owning up, taking responsibility, accepting responsibility, and acknowledging what was done. I mean, many people, you know, the Jordan Petersons and many other people out there have said that in the West, we all grew up in the second half of the 20th century or whatever, believing when we watched the movies that we would have joined the French resistance, that we would have sheltered our neighbors, that we would have been the heroes. You know, that was the way everyone was invited to think. That was the vicarious thrill of those maverick characters that were invited to worship on celluloid. But the COVID experience showed so many people that actually, when the single choice of their generation came down the line at them, they were Gestapo. they were ready to don the uniform and kick the doors in. And I think that's an incredibly difficult realization for people. That when the choice was finally there, when we were being sorted, you know, when that sorting of people was going on, so many people went the wrong way. And there's an enormous, reckoning that has to be lived up to and lived through and accepted. And unless and until that happens, people like me are going to keep on banging on and banging on and saying, no, we got there. It's all on record, what you did, what you said. And the extent to which COVID was simply used as a tool to open a door to bring in this technological revolution, which leads to a digital archipelago, we can see it. It's plain, it's evident and clear. And, you know, as long as it's incumbent upon enough of us just to, because it doesn't take everyone. It's incumbent that there'll just be enough of us that say, no, we remember exactly what happened, who said what, and the consequences that apply.
Everything that the people, all of the inducements to be law-abiding, peaceful citizens is being taken away for, and what do I get in return? Nothing. You're going to get a digital ID. You're going to get central bank digital currencies. You're going to live in 15-minute cities. You know, you're going to have your, we'll tell you what to eat. Your currency will be programmable. So we'll have complete moment to moment in real time control of everything you do, everything you want to do. Now that's a heck of a gamble for a very narrow group of people to take, with billions of people, because there's nothing in it for the people. There's nothing in it for them. And I think they have fumbled the ball. I think that's where there's hope, because not 50%, not 51% of the people have realized that and would do anything about it. But history shows that it never requires. It only takes 5% or 10% of people to cotton on and do something about it and make the difference. And I think that in the final moves towards this kind of neo-feudalism, They have exposed themselves. They've gone galloping towards the finishing line too early, in the wrong way, and too many people have seen it.
Powerful Neil Oliver. I want him on the show. I want him on the show. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support. It's another world. It's another time. Another age of wonder.
Another time. In the age of wonder.
Another world.
Another world.
Another time.
Another time. This land was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, I got a ton of news to hit this hour. In 55 minutes, Chase Geiser takes over Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Remember, every hour we're on air, every minute, every statement we make is in defiance of the CIA and the Justice Department that have hijacked our country with the deep state. They are so pissed we're still here. They are so angry that we've got their number, and they don't know what to do. All right. Every time, and I've been on there 30 years, so I've been covering this for more than 25. Every time the summer comes, and you've got Mecca in the middle of the desert, in Saudi Arabia, one of the five things a Muslim is supposed to do in their life is make the Hajj, H-A-J-J, I think is how you spell it, to Mecca and then march around the meteorite that came down out of the sky and supposedly hit there. I think it's a holy site. It's the most holy site of Muslims. So 1,300 have died in the last month, it's reported. And all over the news, they're saying global warming, record heat. They died because of the heat. It's a desert. They're not breaking their temperature records. They always die by the thousands every summer. And the Muslim population is double what it was 30 years ago. It's pushing 1.8 billion. And so you're going to have record dead people. Hey, if you're going to do the Hajj, why don't you go in their winter where it's 90 degrees? Why are you going to their summer when it's like Death Valley, 120? So, again, you see the headlines. Oh, global warming kills record people, Saudi Arabia. Oh, record heat. I saw this Death Valley. So I saw the Death Valley number, and I went and looked it up last week. 3 degrees under the record for this month, for June. They don't care. They lie. And they've caught the globalists, these professors, all the climate cult, all over the world, putting thermometers on blacktop at airports and other facilities where it's even hotter. Yeah. So if it's 100 degrees in Austin next week, hypothetically, and if I go stick a thermometer on the blacktop, it's going to say 120 because it's black and it absorbs heat. So again, ladies and gentlemen, there are always some records getting broken, but the Earth is not getting warmer. We have the numbers. It was getting warmer since the turn of the century, the turn of the century before last, 124 years ago. It peaked about 15 years ago, and now the temperature's gone down a little, but it's still hot. And that's part of the world. You know, like when you watch The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. It's fiction, but it's set in the Southwest desert. And Clint Eastwood is being marched through the desert. You know, that wasn't global warming. He's in the Chihuahua Desert in Mexico. Actually shot in Italy, but they're claiming it was that. So it's all a perception game they play. And there's so many other better examples. Guys, just type in polar bear global warming. And there's the famous photo of a polar bear up on top of a melting piece of ice. And it says, oh, my God, he can't swim. The North Pole melted. He's going to drown. It always melts, and half of it goes away in the summer. And then polar bears swim up to 200 miles hunting beluga whale, walrus, and seals. And then they sit on top ice. Type in polar bear global warming. It'll be the famous picture of a big piece of, you know, floating iceberg, and you've got the polar bear sitting up on top of it. There were 15,000 polar bears 50 years ago. Look it up. There's now 50,000 polar bears. Look it up. Their numbers have exploded because humans don't shoot them anymore. Used to, you got a camp or something, you see it, you shoot them. Study, NASA, mass gains of Arctic ice sheet greater than losses. Oh, isn't that funny? The North Pole's bigger. The South Pole's bigger. Yeah, they'll show some starving polar bear and say, look, he's dying. No, he's sick. So, in fact, I'm neurotic. I've got to find the photo right now. It's not the crew's fault. I'm just not given the right search term. But you've for decades, you've seen the image of a polar bear sitting on an iceberg, and they go, oh, he's going to die. He doesn't know what to do. There's no ice. But the point is, it's all a lie, ladies and gentlemen. You see, polar bear, global warming. I'm going to click images. Maybe they've removed them because it's so embarrassing. Yeah, here's kind of one of the standard ones, overhead shot place. So this is what they show you. They show you a bear on a melting ice, and they say, look, he has nowhere to live. All a lie, ladies and gentlemen. Here's another one. Oh, look, it's all melting. Yeah, that's the famous photo. Great. Wow. They found it. That's the photo for decades we've been shown saying the Arctic is almost melted. The polar bear's going to drown. The polar bear is the greatest land animal swimmer there is. They've been recorded swimming over 350 miles. Usually, though, they only swim 100 miles at a time. And they swim around and they eat everything. So, again, there's so many other great examples of this, but oh, look, oh, the baby, it's dying. It's about to melt. It can't swim. No, they're hunting on the damn thing. And they don't find seals or walrus. They're so strong, a full-grown male can scoop a 3,000-pound beluga whale. There's video. Type in polar bear kills beluga whale, and a big male can reach him with one arm and stick those 3-inch claws in like he's catching a salmon. When grizzly bears, by the way, see a polar bear, they run. It's the most powerful land animal. Nothing, it's not five tigers couldn't beat one. They're vicious as hell. Grizzly bears run in fear when they see them. It'll just stick its arm in and haul with one arm a multi-thousand pound whale up and eat it. Talk about a power lifter. But again, they're telling you they're all dying. There's 50-plus thousand of them now. There were less than 15,000. It's all lies, and I know you know that. But the bigger thing to expose is, since I'm on a jag, I need to do some videos on this, how many satellite compilations are there when we got good satellites starting in the 60s of showing Florida or Texas or England or Japan? And the sea level is exactly where it was then as it is now. It hasn't gone up. It hasn't gone down. It's all a lie. And Al Gore, remember he said, oh, by 2009, in 2000, they'll all be melted. We'll be underwater. But he bought land right on the beach. And so did Obama. And then by 2017, it'll all be melted. Yeah, here's a composite for your TV viewer. 36-year time lapse. Shocking NASA Google time lapse footage shows the terrifying rate at which the sea levels are rising. And of course, it's not rising at all. And I know as a general audience, you know this. Your job is not to just have new information, which we do. It is to get the general public to understand what's happening. So why do I raise that? They're running headlines everywhere that record global climate change and global warming is killing people in Saudi Arabia. You're in a desert. And a million people a day are going into this thing with all their own personal heat, marching around all day long, waiting 15 hours to get up next to the black drape that's got the black stone, and they throw pebbles at it. Okay, great. You want to go do that, and you want to march around for 15 hours in 120-degree heat in the Saudi Arabian desert, desert. You might as well, it's the same thing as going to Death Valley. Imagine if we had people in America just marching by the millions into Death Valley and marching around in circles and throwing pebbles at something. Great. If you want to do it, I'm not attacking the Muslims for doing it. I'm just saying, don't say it's global warming. They've always been dying doing this. So world breaks 1,400 temperature records in a week as heat waves sweep the globe. We see these articles every year. And when you actually check the numbers, none of it's true. And it gets worse. Lawfare. They have all these fake lawsuits being teed up. And the state basically loses these on purpose. So the state of Hawaii just settled a case with teenagers that are concerned about their future, a bunch of Greta Thunbergs, that they're all going to be underwater and they're all going to be dead. And the state said, you're right, we'll do whatever it takes. I'll read you the article and the ruling. And Hawaii said, we're going to ban all ships and all planes coming here. Well, that sounds wonderful. The same politicians that can't control the national debt are going to control the thermostat. Hawaii Transport agrees to take any actions necessary to stop climate change as it settles lawsuit with teenagers. They're just inviting the lawfare. We need the Supreme Court to strike this down. Hawaii's Department of Transportation has reached a settlement with 13 teenagers who alleged it was violating the state constitution by operating a transportation system that harms the environment and infringes their right to pollution-free environment. They have a right. How many of these teenagers fly on airplanes or ride around on boats or cars? All of them. You know, the Extinction Rebellion and the No Oil people driving their cars to attack Stonehenge or throw paint on a famous painting or break in, you know, to an airport and spray paint airplanes. Under the settlement, the Hawaii DOT will adopt a plan to hit net zero emissions for ground, air, and marine transportation. Emission targets are set for 5-year intervals. The DOT has promised to take any action necessary to meet the emissions targets, including creating a volunteer youth council. Oh, total Maoist propaganda. The youth are telling what to do. To advise the department and the establishment of a special unit under the direction of the climate change mitigation and cultural manager. This is all Mao Zedong crap. Just like the average college student goes to college, their parents are paying for it. They get off the bus. We're the rebels. We're shutting it down. We love Mao. We love communism. We love, and the professor's like, oh, you're so powerful. Don't destroy me. It's all done to make you feel powerful within the template of the totalitarianism. They're taking young, impressionable youth, firing them up, making them feel powerful for going along with this crap. All right, I'm done talking about that. But it is crazy. You go, well, who cares about Hawaii or California? Folks, if they can get away with it there, they can get away with it anywhere. Now, the good news is Everywhere the globalists are running into obstacles. Everywhere people are saying no and waking up. And there's legislatures and governors and corporations not going along with it. And so their whole program is falling apart. But we've got to continue to push it over the top. As Neil Oliver said in that clip we played earlier, he's like, listen, as populists, as conservatives, as Christians, as constitutionalists, as normal people, we want to just move on to the next thing. We're not victims. We don't want to whine all day about something. Well, you better understand that if we don't expose the globalists, they're going to bring back a new lockdown, a new virus, new force shots. If you don't expose the climate change people, they never go away. You've got to hammer it and hammer it and hammer it and hammer it. I could sit here on this show and I could play you 50 crime videos we've got that are incredible, that are horrifying, but entertaining. If it bleeds, it leads. And I'd probably have more viewers if I just showed you all the black shooters this week that did mass shootings that the media covered up. And I'm not against black folks, but it's important to show whites aren't the main group doing it. The media is lying. Why are young black males doing this? It's interesting. It helps some, but it's not really what I'm covering because I'm getting into cutting off the power, opening the borders, starting World War III, pedophilia, attacking the family, the big globalist operations. Because as bad as it is in the last week that young black mass shooters have killed over 100 people, 100 people compared to thousands this week that died of fentanyl. See, I look at things like what's really killing people. For 3 years, they cut off the third world's operations. They cut off their energy. They killed 80 plus million people with starvation, the UN admits. Now they're flooding us with the survivors. Why don't we talk about the 80 plus million dead from starvation? Why don't we talk about the 35 million dead from the poison shots? New numbers came out a month ago. Like, why don't you talk about Palestine? Okay, they've killed 50,000 people. I think Israel's gotten out of hand and created Hamas and stood down. It's a staged event. That's wrong. Okay, 20,000 dead kids. I'm really concerned about them. Let's per capita talk about it. If we're talking about the 35 million dead people, millions of them kids, I should give that hours per show and what's happening in Israel, 10 seconds. But see, they want us covering what they want us to cover. Sorry for the 20,000 dead kids. Sorry for the 10,000 dead women. The issue is, why is it on every channel? Because they want me focused on that instead of the poison shots, the energy being cut off, the fertilizer being cut off, the food shortages worldwide, the UN bases with replacement migration to flood the West. They want us focused on that, and they want us focused on that alone. So you have to ask yourself, when you're being told to focus on something, why are they doing it? My job is easy. I look at whatever's killing the most people that we can stop, and I expose that first. And then I spend way more time per capita on the Palestinian rest of it, just because I know that's what you're focused on. But again, ask yourself, why are you only focused on that? And I focus a lot on World War III, which we're basically already into, because it could kill 90% of us or more. I mean, I'm focused on, from my own research, my own intellectual understanding, my own geopolitical acumen, what is really important. And that's why the CIA tunes in and they're like, get this son of a bitch off air. Because if the other government leaders start listening, which they are, and if all the other big talk show hosts start listening, which they are, I don't just know they listen. I talk to people every day. You name them. Think of the top 20 populist talk show hosts in the world. Think about the leaders of movements in Europe. Think about them. I talk to them. And when I talk to them, I say, hey, I know you're smart, and I know you know all this. We're going to lose civilization if you don't stand up and if you don't fight back. This isn't about credit. It's not about who. And Elon Musk has come out and said just last week, sharing my stack, that there is an extinctionist death cult that wants to destroy humanity. And that the death cult must be stopped if they want to depopulate us. How big is that? That Elon Musk sounds just like Alex Jones. See, the issues we were covering in the wilderness a decade ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, were little niche things, but they weren't niche things. They were the big, central, real issues. I was right. And so if the public begins to care about this, if the public begins to understand this, if the public begins to see what the New World Order is doing, then they'll recognize each globalist attack, and then it's game over for them. Because there's thousands of flavors of political systems and ideologies and side issues, and, you know, I could talk about, and I love Jason Burmes, but he was on the show Friday, or was it Thursday? He did an hour on Conor McGregor, and is he raping women? He did an hour a few years ago, and I called him up, and I said, dude, I'm not covering up rape, but we're not a tabloid channel. You don't think I couldn't cover Conor McGregor? Or I couldn't cover Hollywood and have a bunch of viewers. It does nothing. It does nothing. But people have their weird fetishes for the UFC and to kind of make a stir in the UFC. And I'm not mad at Jason. It's just that that's not my show. That's not what we're doing. We're trying to stop nuclear war and the next big virus and the open borders and the fentanyl and the mass pedophilia and the mass castration of children. Instead, we get 1 hour on Conor McGregor. What's wrong with you, Jason, that you're focused on Conor McGregor? I watched it this weekend, 45 minutes of it, about this woman and this woman and that. And I'm like, okay, on a scale of things, let's say he did. Let's say Conor McGregor raped 20 women. I don't know that. Whatever. It's all a big tabloid thing. Okay. He raped some women. All right. That's down there. That's an important point. We focus a lot of time on that. Okay. And the Israelis killed 50,000 people. Okay. And a bunch of them were kids. Okay. That's here. And then fentanyl killed 150,000 this year. And that's down here. And then we've got vaccines killed 35 million. That's up here. And then World War III killed everybody. That's way up here. And the economy and the dollar dying, that's way up here. And I'm just like, the thing is, I love the other talk show hosts we have, but I think at a certain point, I'm just going to do my own show. In fact, I'll announce it now. I love all the other hosts. I love them all. But what I don't want is I have to sit there and then worry about what they say and what they do instead of me. I want to cover stopping World War III. I want to cover five ballistic missiles blowing up beaches and killing Russians today. I think China announcing that they may invade Taiwan the next 3 months, I think that's a big deal. I think GMO in our food is a big deal. I think glyphosate in our food is a big deal. And I'm not attacking Jason. I love Jason Burmes. Known him for 18 years. The point is, I just can't get excited about Dancing with the Stars. I just can't get excited about what some UFC fighter does because it doesn't matter. I've been invited to the UFC. I've been invited to stand around and everybody screams for me and everything. Maybe I should do it. But at a certain level, it's like not where I am, people. And I'm getting into philosophy here. We'll go to break and come back and cover it. You know what? We'll cover Conor McGregor on the rest of my show forever. It's all we're going to cover. And when the nuclear bombs are raining down, we'll talk about Conor McGregor. Did he pull a girl's pants down in a hotel room? Seriously. So we're told to focus on Conor McGregor and on Israel because the media tells us to. I'm saying, what are the big issues? What are the big things we face? That's what I'm trying to say. This is my show. This is what I want to cover. And I get it. All the other talk show hosts, they can go off somewhere else, host another show, and talk about the UFC till their eyes bleed. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The Plan to Defeat the Globalist and Launch the Second Great Renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm not going to rant anymore about 87 million people starved to death in the 3 years of the lockdown. UN's own report, nobody talks about it. The UN begs for money to feed people they're starving with the lockdown. The virus didn't do it, the lockdown did it. Nobody cares, 87 million. If a big asteroid was coming towards the Earth and we knew it was going to hit us in 6 months, we're going to launch missiles, launch stuff to knock it off course, blow it up? No, let's just talk about Conor McGregor. And we're on the verge of nuclear war with Russia. Every mainline analyst agrees. So it's not some hypothetical asteroid. It's the real deal happening. I'm just saying, what are our priorities? They're going to try to steal the election to stop Trump, who will end the war overnight by cutting off U.S. funding in Ukraine. That is the big. And all I'm saying is we need priorities. Let me explain something. I can get up here, like I said, and show you fight videos and crime videos and sports videos and have an incredibly successful show. I can show you clips of bikini models, and believe me, I like it. Ask her around sometimes and do it. But all I'm saying is, can we get our heads screwed on straight and focus on the real issue? Because unlike a hypothetical giant asteroid that's about to hit the Earth and cause the extinction like with the dinosaurs, nuclear war is a real thing that is now not a possibility, but a probability. And I'm not going to sit here when I got four children. I love your kids as much as mine because they're going to live in the world with your kids. I'm not going to sit here. I mean, I can give you, you know what? I might actually do it as a test just to show you. I could come in here tomorrow and every 2 minutes play another incredible clip, give analysis. It'll be entertaining as hell. You'll be riveted to it. It'll be amazing. But I refuse to do it because it's a lie, folks. I refuse to spend more than 5% of our time on Palestine, and I'm sad for what's happening. It's terrible. 50,000 dead. What about the 80-plus million dead from starvation with the COVID lockdown? What about, again, the hundreds of thousands of fentanyl deaths a year? What about all the transgender surgeries? What about all this real stuff going on and veterans sleeping on the street? Nobody wants to talk about all this stuff that's killing us and the out-of-control inflation. And I'm just saying, how do we set priorities here? Because I can do a tabloid show all day. I can become the Daily Mail. Not going to do it. And so, by extension, my broadcasts are not going to be that. I'm not trying to make waves and impress some people in the UFC. And I know how these people's brains work. You know, that's what's so frustrating. I'm going to stop right now. And I'm obsessing on that one point. It's just, what does one lunatic, Conor McGregor, who's obviously completely out of his mind, on a complete power trip, what does that matter in the scheme of things? If he was sent to Mars tomorrow, does that stop World War III? No, it doesn't. That's my point. Like, we're in a lot of trouble, folks. The big banks are going under. Regional banks are going under. The dollar's being dumped. I mean, I know what it means if we lose the dollar, which is a horrible globalist system, but we lose it, we're effed. And I'm just, our politicians aren't serious. The public's not serious. We're not serious. Let me tell you who is serious, though. Look at these articles. We'll put the hero on screen. I should be talking about this guy every day. Because this is who we should be like. And they're trying to put him in prison for 10 years because of what he's done, because they want to intimidate other people so they can commit these crimes in secret. Doctor could face up to 10 years in prison for exposing transgender child mutilation at Texas hospital. So he finds out they're secretly, illegally cutting little boys' genitals off. He didn't put out their names. He didn't violate their HIPAA. He just went public and said, we're doing this here at this hospital for big money. Remember the different heads of universities saying we're going to make billions a year, cutting little boys' penises off. That's a real issue, folks. That's something they're setting up and rolling out against all of us right now, our sons, our daughters, our future. We got tens of thousands of kids. They want it to be hundreds of thousands and millions a year. Millions a year. They want to have their genitals cut off. Can I get a little interest in that? A few years ago, Texas Children's Hospital made no secret of its support for transgender medicine. Its doctors proudly administered puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and other medical interventions to children who self-identified as trans, which gives them cancer, medical problems, stunts their growth. Mental problems, massive suicide. Then the tone shifted. In the face of public pressure, the CEO, Mark Wallace, announced that he was shutting down the child gender clinic. But doctors of the hospital, including Richard Roberts, David Paul, and Christy Raylan never stopped. The public would not have known if not for the courageous surgeon, Ethan Haim. But let's not talk about Ethan Haim. Let's talk about the latest crime video or Conor McGregor. Let's just stop here and talk about Conor McGregor. The public would not have known if not for courageous surgeon Ethan Haim, who felt morally obligated to expose the subterfuge. He contacted me about the hospital and how they lied about terminating the transgender medicine program, and the doctors were, in fact, continuing to perform sex change operations on children as young as 11. And I've read the documents for the promoting as young as 7. The story rocketed across the world. The hospital immediately went on the defensive. Within a week, Texas legislatures passed a bill confirming that transgender medical procedures for minors were illegal. But the story also attracted attention from another powerful source, federal prosecutors. The Department of Justice has not shied away from targeting political opponents of the Biden administration. Former President Trump, conservative school board protesters, persons parading outside of abortion clinics, and now doctors who dissent from transgender ideology are being arrested. This is the big story, folks. On the morning of June 2023, we're only learning about now, that Haim was to graduate from the Texas Children's Hospital residency program. Federal agents knocked on his door. They had identified him as a potential leaker, presumably through forensic examination of the hospital's computer system. Shortly thereafter, Assistant U.S. Attorney Tina Ansari began threatening Haim with prosecution. And now they're moving to prosecuting. He didn't put out kids' names. He said it's supposedly illegal. They're cutting little boys' penises off in here. Now, Ansari has made good on those threats. Earlier this week, U.S. Marshals appeared at Haim's home and summoned him to court to face an indictment on 4 felony counts of violating HIPAA for just saying they're illegally cutting kids' genitals off. His initial appearance is for next Monday, where he will learn more about the charges against him. That's tomorrow. According to one of Haim's attorneys, Marcel Burke, he is anxious to get to trial to get his side of the story told. She is confident this will result in the correct decision being made. All he did was say they're still doing it. Here's another one. Surgeon spoke against gender-affirming care. He faces federal charges. A surgeon out of the Texas hospital for treating trans kids. Now he faces federal charges. Here's a picture of the hero. DOJ targets whistleblower over secret child gender prosecutions. But what's the real story about Conor McGregor? And where there's smoke, there's fire. Reportedly roughing up women and doing all this stuff. Yeah, he's powerful, so he's protected. Well, what about these big hospitals at industrial scale doing this to children at 100,000 times, a million times what Conor McGregor is alleged to do? Why are we talking about him? Why are we talking all day about Palestine and 50,000 dead? I don't support what Israel's doing. I know Israel stood down. I know Israel created Hamas. I know it's an excuse to keep Netanyahu in power. I've said all that. At the same time, why am I supposed to spend every hour, every minute, every day talking about it when it's 20,000 dead kids? Not the millions killed a year here by abortion. See, they choose what you're supposed to focus on, and I will not be part of the system directing me to cover what they want, when they want, how they want. This man is a hero. And I want his lawyers on. I want to support him, Ethan Haim. I want to get behind him because It's illegal, and they're still doing it. He exposed a crime. He's protected. He didn't say the names of the children. He didn't release their medical files, which he could have under the law, because under whistleblowing, if something's illegal and they're doing something to a kid, you release it. If the government won't do anything, that's what whistleblowing is. 87 million dead from starvation, the UN admits, under 3 years of lockdown. It's a footnote. And they beg for money and get contributions when their policies did it. 87 million dead from starvation from the COVID lockdown, not COVID. 35 million dead from the poison shots. Now you're going to tell me about 50,000 dead in Palestine? Okay, great. Before you put on your judgment hat, great. I'm going to cover Palestine 24/7. I'll never talk about anything else again. Not the glyphosate, not the GMO, I'm not going to do that. I challenge all of you that sit there and chase the stories the corporate media tells you to cover to start covering the real issues. That's why they want us off air, because we don't follow the narrative of what everybody else is covering. Sometimes it's important we do to give what's really happening and to bring on guests and analysis. But most of the time, we're covering things they don't want us to talk about. In fact, let's play this clip again. This is Neil Oliver, really smart Scottish TV host, explaining about COVID. We can't forget this. They're going to come back with new lockdowns and new poison shots. We have to focus on this because in their own documents, in the Rockefeller and CIA documents, like lockstep, their total world government takeover plan is going to use a virus and a cyber crash, which you know is coming. Yeah, how's it going to work if you're talking about Conor McGregor all day, but you don't expose the cyber attack when the lights go off? That's all I'm saying is, on a scale of Conor McGregor raping women, purportedly, versus 87 million dead from starvation and 35 million dead from the shots, I'm a proportionate person. I'm proportionate. Like, if I woke up at 3 a.m. and smelled smoke and looked out my window and saw the neighborhood on fire, and then I ran to the front door to my phone to call the fire department, and I bumped my knee and cut my knee on the stairs, I'm not going to call the ambulance and say, I cut my knee, and call my mommy and say, I cut my knee. I'm going to ignore my bleeding knee, and I'm going to go see if I can help my neighbors. I'm saying it's proportionate. And I don't get why people don't get proportion, but I get it. We're all raised on TV, all raised on culture, flooded news, flooded entertainment. People just take it all the same. You see some horror movie with a demon sucking somebody's blood out, and you go watch another movie with a bunch of porn, and you see something else, and people just can't differentiate. Well, let me tell you something. I can differentiate, and that's maybe my curse, because I sit and look at the world, and I go, what's the most dangerous thing? What's the highest death count? What's really hurting people? Just, we're all in this together, and I get obsessed about what's really going on, not the BS. So I'm not trying to hurt people I'm criticizing here. I'm just saying, grow up. The system doesn't come after you. When you talk about Conor McGregor pulling some girl's panties down in a bathroom stall, what is she doing in there with him? I'm not defending that. The point is that we've got 35 million dead from shots. We got World War III. We got 87 million starved to death. I don't want to hear about Conor McGregor. Damn it. When that son of a bitch is like Fauci or Bill Gates killing tens of millions of people, I'll be on his ass every day. And if the Russians put troops on our border and we're starting World War III, I'd be up Putin's ass. He isn't doing it. NATO is. I'm a person that looks at proportion. Proportion. If you catch your 16-year-old drinking a beer, you're not that worried. You catch him drinking a bottle of vodka every day, you get worried. It's proportion. And we're way out of whack on proportion, folks. We're in crazy town right now. And so I don't know what I got to do to get everybody that listens to get focused on World War III and new lockdowns and new poison shots and open borders and devalued currencies and open Satanism and mass abortion and GMO and 5G. That's what I want people to focus on. And holy hell, I don't think it's a hard sell to get you to listen to me. You really need me to tell you World War III is more important than Conor McGregor? Sluts in hotel rooms? Do you really need me? And I'm not saying it's okay what happened. I'm just saying it ain't in World War III, Jack. I don't care about a bunch of party animals and a bunch of idiots. That's not what I'm running around doing. I'm trying to stop World War III and total surveillance and robot takeover and world government, and we're beating the New World Order with 10% of our power. If people got focused on this and went to their churches and synagogues and mosques and demanded this be covered, we'd win overnight. But people aren't serious because they still want to cover Hollywood and all this crap. Here's the clip I was talking about. Here it is.
And so there is a big appetite out there to forget and move on. But I think it's absolutely beholden on people like us to say, no, there's a stage we've got to go through, and it's owning up, taking responsibility, accepting responsibility, and acknowledging what was done. I mean, many people, you know, the Jordan Petersons and many other people out there have said that in the West, we all grew up in the second half of the 20th century or whatever, believing when we watched the movies that we would have joined the French resistance, that we would have sheltered our neighbors, that we would have been the heroes. You know, that was the way everyone was invited to think. That was the vicarious thrill of those maverick characters that were invited to worship on celluloid. But the COVID experience showed so many people that actually, when the single choice of their generation came down the line at them, they were Gestapo. they were ready to don the uniform and kick the doors in. And I think that's an incredibly difficult realization for people. That when the choice was finally there, when we were being sorted, you know, when that sorting of people was going on, so many people went the wrong way. And there's an enormous reckoning that has to be lived up to and lived through and accepted. And unless and until that happens, people like me are going to keep on banging on and banging on and saying, no, we got there. It's all on record, what you did, what you said. And the extent to which COVID was simply used as a tool to open a door to bring in this technological revolution, which leads to a digital archipelago, we can see it. It's plain. It's evident and clear. And you know, as long as it's incumbent upon enough of us, just because it doesn't take everyone, it's incumbent that there'll just be enough of us that say no. We remember exactly what happened, who said what, and the consequences that need to apply.
That's right. George Orwell in 1984 says, freedom is being able to remember the past, not being brainwashed. And so our world's on fire. Everything is collapsing around us. And if we sit there and we cover tabloid crap, we're going to lose. And so I'm done talking about that. It's just, they hate this broadcast because we spotlight the real issues, the real attacks against the general public, against you. They want you talking about some other little person over here, little person over there all day long instead of the world government, mark of the beast, cashless society, social credit score, vaccine passport, total world government, and we're beating it in Australia and beating it in Europe, but just barely. We're just barely winning. We're fighting for everything we've got. We're barely still on air ourselves here. And people are like, oh, that's just one more thing on the air. No, it's not just one more thing. I'm going to say this. The system thinks taking a farm away from me that I never had time to go to, just, you know, some acres, means something to me. It does. It actually means I feel good that I'm being stripped away, that I'm down to the bare nuts, that I don't care about these things. It makes me so alive and so much more passionate. And I want everybody else to have the real urgency that this is. Because we're in an urgent situation. This isn't a game, people. What we cover here is not BS. It's not one other little political idea or some guy up there talking about stuff. I got their number. I got their name. I know who they are. I know how to beat them. And so do you. So that's where I'm at. Chase Geyser's taking over Sunday Night Live here in a few minutes. I do the best job I can. And I'm just going to say it again. proportionality. What are the big things happening? The attack on energy, cutting off the food supply, the infrastructure. Water is energy. Fertilizer is energy. Gas is energy. Oil is energy. They're cutting it all off. I mean, it's, and just the cuts they've done are going to devastate things so bad that it is just what they've done so far, and Trump will flip it right back on. But he'll have his own problem because it's hard to turn this around. I mean, I'm a man, folks. I'm tough, okay? I mean, I can take stuff. I'm geared for it. And I am so freaked out, fundamentally pissed about this, that I just can't play games anymore. I can't dance around anymore. So I told you months ago, and you've seen it, the new Alex Jones is here. Because I used to be a nice guy. No more necessarily a nice guy. And that doesn't mean with the New World Order. It means with anybody around me. I want people to get their heads screwed on straight and deal with what we're dealing with, because we are barely winning right now. We're barely winning. We are winning, people. Most folks have to be defeated in their lifetime. They do the right thing, and it changes things down the road. But things are accelerated now. They're amplified right now. They're compressed right now. And every day is like 10 years in the past. Things are so critical right now. I want to thank all of you for your support. I want to literally tell you, I appreciate you and your support, your prayers, your word of mouth, your financial support. I literally want to defeat these people. It's who I am. Like, I'm a dog born and bred and trained to fight these people. It's what I am. It's not like I chose this. I can't stop. Because I love you. I love myself. And I understand what happens to you happens to me. So go now and support our sponsor today and get great products at the same time. It's such an easy decision to make, but you have to make it. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. Get 10-hour clean energy turbo force. About to sell out despite that 43% off. Get the nano silver products. Get next level foundational energy. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one. Get rocket rest, the incredible sleep aid. Get top brain, the incredible nootropic. Get the nano silver wound gel and immune gargle and toothpaste, super blue, and all of it at drjonesnaturals.com. And the green fiber caps, go there, make the decision, buy the products. I want to thank all of you that did and encourage those that have it to take action now at drjonesnaturals.com. And go to InfoWarsStore.com. It'll take an hour to explain all this, and they don't want me to give away strategy and stuff, but we've gone from an 80% chance shutting down 2 weeks ago to a 60% chance we stay on air, and we're hard to kill thanks to you and thanks to God, not me. So it's important to go to InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off all the best-selling products right now. X2, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. So very exciting time to be alive. Very thankful to the crew. Very thankful to all the hosts, everybody else. And when I start bitching about stuff, we're all public figures here on air. I'm just being honest with people about, can we get our head screwed on straight? It's that simple. DrJonesNaturals.com. DR Jones Naturals, just the letters drjonesnaturals.com or InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com, you can call 24 hours a day and order as well. 888-253-3139. I'm done. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central. We're going to go to break for 2 minutes, and Chase Geyser is coming in. Please stay with us. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep.
by and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.